妈，
最近一直不打电话，是被吵了还是被耍了？你再能干再能拼，也拼不过皱纹和下垂啊！你和王伟打算结婚了吗？
In 2011, Taiwan TV series In Time With You, starring Ariel Ling and Boleyn Chan, was aired in Chinese mainland. It was a cheesy romantic drama, but the chicks loved it. December 2015, Ariel and Boleyn team up again in a chick flick, Go La La Go. Many fans of the TV series visit the cinemas just to see the couple together again. Well, that and the fact that this may count as a sequel to a 2010 romantic comedy of the same name are enough reasons to get the girls crazy. However, I'm not sure they'll enjoy it in the same way they used to adore the TV series, because this awkward combination of workplace drama and romance lands in the middle of nowhere between the two.
你有没有想过，如果过去的某一时刻，你做出了另一种选择，那现在的你又会怎样呢？
Go La La Go 2010 was based on a popular novel by a blogger who wrote about the challenges that a female employee has to overcome to climb up the company food chain. In an uncomfortably mundane manner, the novel enlightened many office workers on the subtlety and sophistication that they need to thrive in the job market. Go La La Go 2015, based on a sequel of the novel, is no longer a lesson on office politics. The focus has been switched to a career woman's struggles on the domestic front.
杜拉拉，你一直想升职，现在机会来了。
希望接下来的工作还是跟你对接。
你是真的已经下定决心要牺牲掉我了，是吗？
要男人，
那么帅的男友要看牢一点呢。
还是要工作？
没和王子跳过一支舞，你怎么知道这不是你想要的？
Oh yes, our dear Lala, despite her moderate success in the workplace, has trouble getting her boyfriend to pop the question, and that also has a negative impact on her work performance. But no need to worry, an opportunity soon presents itself for Lala to crack an opening in both her career and her romantic life. If I were in her shoes, I would laugh myself awake from this marvelous daydream. But our dear heroine seems torn apart by the choices she has to make.
现在我有这个机会得到他的尊重、权力还有地位，为什么就不能支持我？
没有你的身不由己，我有我的无可奈何。
灰姑娘的12点总会到来的。
I realize I've been referring to my own assumptions, perhaps a bit too frequently, but that's only because the story has failed to cast a woman's state of mind in a consistent light. At times unsure about her decisions, and other times quite imposing, the character in La La seems volatile and empty, hostage to the writer's whimsical imagination. I suppose the idea is to showcase the difficulty for a woman to juggle career and family life in the modern times, but the film doesn't provide enough evidence to support my conspiracy.
研究我，那有没有什么特别感兴趣的地方？
是没准备好结婚，还是没准备好跟我结婚？
我只是觉得你今天很不一样。
这根本不是我。
不，你从来没有像这样的。
Perhaps it's not a film made for the male audience. After all, guys aren't always ready to take pleasure from simply seeing a woman in distress. Also, guys are less tolerant of a film full of close-up shots. We don't feel like being compared to movie stars. To be fair, there are several long shots reserved for product placement purposes, but since we don't recognize those women-oriented brands, they are not necessary at all. Oh, and we're pretty sure the cinematographer isn't to blame here. Dylan Doyle, we've seen your work in Touch of the Light. Great job. In 2010, Patrick Frater of Variety described Go La La Go as a precursor to the current wave of Chinese contemporary romance films. There must be a typo here. I think he meant a pretty curse.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。